Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Dude, honestly, like I've been thinking more and more about going out and doing things, but...
like walks?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just do it?
Because I'm telling
you... I was thinking about it.
No, it's my sinuses. Like, I'm seriously, like, this pollen is killing me right now.
I think we're going to get some rain tomorrow night.
I hope so, man.
Like, I'm like
just
for it
in
too,
my
man.
House, my sinuses
yeah,
are
dude.
Crushing me.
Me
like,
too.
I mean, it hurts.
Does everybody have allergies to everything?
Like, I don't know. Certain people have them worse, you know?
I have no idea when there's pollen in the air.
Really?
I can't detect it at all. My roommate will go crazy.
I never had it when I was younger.
Yeah, same.
But as I've gotten older, like, it really started hitting me about 5-6 years ago when I was living in South Tampa. Like, it was really, really bad there, and I remember, like, having an issue.
Did
where
you live, like, right under, like, a tree or something?
Ton of them. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And I still do now. Like, my car is completely brown right now with pollen. Just, it's unbelievable. So, it's like, no matter what, I'll get, like, the sneezing attack, and it's probably not cute, but when I do it, I usually yell Wuhan as I'm sneezing now.
Oh, nice touch.
Yeah. That's what I do. And then after I sneeze, it's like, concrete in my sinuses, and the pressure is like behind my eyeballs, and all I could do is take Claritin and everything else, and it really doesn't help me very much at all. It sucks. I use nasal spray in my nose, and I think I'm now addicted to nasal spray. So there we go. I'm an addict. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let's grab a couple of these calls, and then we'll get into the biggest story of the day involving local COVID-19 news and beyond. Let's go to Jordan. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, dog?
Nothing, play.
Yo, so I'm out here. Listen, check this out.
Okay.
So I got me and boyfriend, right? So we live in the same house.
Yeah.
And I got my baby mama out here. We're chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody mad at me because they all think I got corona. And they all just super mad. And they mad that we listen to the radio.
Why do they think you got corona?
I mean, they make it like I cough one time, nothing to do with that.
I know, it's crazy, dude. Hey, thanks for calling, though. Appreciate it. You dropped that F-bomb, so
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. He said WTF, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You just don't speak gay ghetto like I do. So thanks for listening, though, Jordan. Thanks for the whole house listening. And if you're listening, roommates, leave Jordan alone, okay? The guy coughed 16 years ago, and you're being mean to him, okay? Dude, my son's coughing all the time. Like in his bedroom, but also some weed coming out of it.
Okay,
so,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Pray for the weed.
Oh, that's what it is, man. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Marine Rob, what's happening?
Not much. Hang on, I got to mute this because you cuss way too much. You there? Okay, I got you muted. I'm watching your stand-up. I'm spitting my drinks out as I watch it. Anna, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sort of. I apologize if I called you a little too much over the weekend. I keep my head clear.
So you decided to call and back and apologize?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
I hope we're good. But,
okay.
So. Johnny, what is the most recent relevant stand-up that I can watch on you?
Man, I don't know, dude. It's been a while. Sorry, I'm putting my condom on real fast. So it sounds weird. It's dirty.
Also, do you plan on writing any comedy towards everything that's going on?
No, I really never write any topical stuff ever. I usually just dip into things that I know from. Of course I'm writing comedy. I'm writing like crazy, Rob. Every comic right now, we're itching to be on stage, and we're all writing like crazy. If you don't believe it, follow any comedian social media. It's like
it's so good,
hyper like active right now. We are all posting like crazy.
Okay, and where do you predict your first performance will be after certain things? You know, after
this
all clears up.
No idea. I have a gig. I have a gig scheduled for 3 weeks. It's probably not going to happen. So, I really don't know, man. I don't know. I have my September, I'm doing a big cancer benefit at the Straz Center, Crack Up Cancer. And it's one of the biggest comedy benefits of the year. And
I went last year. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So, that's going to be on September 26th. So hopefully we're back to normal by September. I need to be. So I don't know, man. The whole world's in a holding pattern. The fact, me doing stand-up, it's how I make some of my money, but it's still such a, tiny little part of everything that's going on.
I'll let you know, just because you take my call every single day, uh-huh. I'll be front and center and pay top dollar to see it.
Thank God. If you're front and center, it will be top dollar. I mean, VIP in my shows, woo, boy, it's way up there.
Have you met this guy before?
Fives of dollars. Hell yeah, I've met him.
What do you think?
Hey, he's cool.
All right. Thank you guys so much, and I do thank you for taking my call every day.
You just help me keep my
sanity just a little bit.
We're here for you, buddy. All right, take care, Rob.
All right, thank you guys. Hey, have a good night.
You too. Hoorah. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Let's get to the story I really, really, really want to get to. Oh, by the way, I have to do a retraction. I didn't give the whole story earlier when I said schools were shut down till May 1st. They're not shut down completely. It's online classes. So schools are all online. So I meant you can't physically go to school until after May 1st. It'll probably be longer than that, but that's what they're saying. But online school started today. So we'll see how clunky that is.
Yeah, I already saw a story that it wasn't going well.
It can't, man. There's no way it's going to go smooth right out the gate. But they're doing what they can, man. They really are. I saw another story where they're putting Wi-Fi in school buses and parking them in different neighborhoods where kids can't afford Wi-Fi so they can play off of the mobile Wi-Fi.
That's great.
Yeah, they're doing what they can, but there's no excuse, really. If you have a car and your kid needs to do their homework, you could go pull in a Starbucks parking lot and use their Wi-Fi. They're not going to do anything. What are they going to do? Chase you out the parking lot? Maybe. Go to the drive-thru, grab a coffee, sit in the parking lot, do your homework. There's ways of doing things. If you want something, you make it happen. So
where there's a will, there's a way.
You need to make your kids' schoolwork happen. Let's not raise a bunch of, corona idiots out there, as an excuse. So the big, big story is how proud I am of our sheriff.
Woo!
Chad Cronister, Hillsborough County Sheriff.
Saw him on national news today, baby.
Every national news. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I Googled Chad Cronister. And it's every media outlet you can think of, national news today, from NBC, Hollywood Reporter.
CBS News.
Everything. Everything. And he's on news for two reasons, which I think is really, really awesome. First of all, he tweeted out that he is opening the cold case for...
Carol Baskin.
Yeah, no, not Carol Baskin.
Well, yes.
It's any information to the whereabouts of her, deceased or missing husband.
Late husband.
So he disappeared in 1997. And
Don Lewis, right?
Don, yeah, his name is Jack, but they call him Don. His middle name's Donald. Jack Donald Lewis, he disappeared. He was married to Carol Baskin, and they own the Big Cat Rescue here in town. And there is a lot of, a lot of talk since this Tiger King Netflix series. It's the biggest thing out right now. So you got Cardi B saying that she's going to get the Tiger King out of prison.
The GoFundMe. That's what she's worried about right now.
Yeah, that's the big thing right now.
Right. Makes sense.
What a stupid bitch. I hate her so much.
Going on that you can donate money
to. Yeah, exactly. God, she's horrible.
Well, if she does get him out, I do want a musical collaboration. Even though I know he's lip syncing, I don't care. I want a musical collaboration.
How long until she does her own version of Here Kitty Kitty?
Not long.
She's working it right now, right?
Yeah, she's twerking it.
If she's smart.
How funny would it be if she got a bunch of horrible rappers like herself to do like a We Are the World version of Here Kitty Kitty? They're all like holding hands and they're just garbage music. Here, Kitty Kitty, to try to raise money to get him out.
There will be twerking. There will be girls dressed as tigers. There will be stripper poles.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I don't know why everybody's thinking that this Joe Exotic is a hero. He's a scumbag. Like,
they were all bad.
They're all scumbags.
Yeah.
I understand rooting for an anti-hero in a TV series like Sopranos or Breaking Bad. Or I'm watching Ozarks, and I think that the... the cartel leader is guy. He's a little bit charming, even though he's murdering everybody. I'm
right,
like,
right.
Kind of like this guy a little bit.
It's kind of how I feel about Joe Exotic. I mean, he was my favorite character out of all of them.
No, here's the thing. Those anti-heroes, those are fake. Those are characters in shows. This guy's a real dude that broke the law multiple times.
Listen,
no.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, you don't.
When you have big cats.
Scumbag.
I like him.
Preying on young, straight meth heads. Scumbag.
Listen, he had the meth and they wanted it. And all they had to do was...
Okay, doesn't make it sound good. No.
Oh, yeah.
And look, this guy, whether Carol Baskin killed her husband or not, she did. But whether she did or not, we all know she did. Whether she did or not, he instigated so much. He was really just going out of his way to hassle this poor lady murderer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
He was dressing up as a rabbit in front of her place and going inside of her place and flying over the place in a helicopter. Like, he really, really...
Do you think I think his family was only upset that they didn't get the money because I believe he left his wife for Carol Baskin, right?
Yeah. Yep. Sure did. They did a lot of interviews with the daughters and the ex-wife and stuff, and they're a little bitter, but I believe the whole story. I think the whole story is pretty legit. I believe that she was walking down Nebraska and Broad Street.
I think she was doing there.
Just taking a little walk, man. It's a great place to take a little hike, you know.
At night?
In the middle of the night, you know. Yeah, dude. That's what people do.
I heard she was like in her PJs or something.
Probably lingerie. Don't know.
Okay, interesting.
I mean, you know.
Pretty young.
And then I'm sure he was just perusing Nebraska late at night, you know.
Because
he was bored, too, you know, and that's a nice area.
Yeah, maybe he needed some fresh air like you did, you know.
Exactly.
What I mean?
So he's out for a cruise at like midnight, you know, whatever it was, and saw this, 20-year-old, you know, young lady walking, you know, in the ghetto on Nebraska, you know, middle of the night, and thought, you know, hey, you know, she could use a ride.
Probably need some company.
And then he told her, look, hey, I want to give you a ride around town. You could hold my gun on me if you don't feel safe. Because that's normal. I've picked up hitchhikers so many times before and done the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Hey, look, I would love to take my time and drive you around town. You know, there's no strings attached. And I'm willing to let you hold my gun on me. Deal?
And then I believe she ended up at his place that night.
They slept together that night, yeah.
Like in the same house? Or
yeah,
like...
I think it was a hotel room. I don't know. Yeah. Oh. Either way, if you haven't seen Tiger King, I don't know what you're doing with your quarantine time, but everybody has seen it. Chad Cronister has opened up the cold case. I like it. I like the fact that it's getting so much attention that he's like, you know what? How the hell did they give up on this one? Because...
Yeah.
When you watch the series, you're like, there's got to be something. We got to find something on this.
God, obviously nobody's happy about this pandemic, but of all places to live in Tampa with Tom Brady coming down, and then also we have this whole Carol Baskin thing, and they're opening up the case again. I mean, this is great.
Oh, yeah,
this
man.
This is boosting morale in Tampa. I'm a fan.
It's a healthy distraction, murder is, and I'm happy for it. So Chad Cronister, hero for that, making national attention, but also making national attention for something else. Mm. So I don't know if you guys talked about it from noon to three yesterday, but I talked about it for about 45 minutes yesterday after you guys, and basically ranted for 45 minutes on how stupid anybody who went to the River Mega Church was because they planned, they announced it. The preacher basically gloated about it, and they had service with hundreds and hundreds of people. Not only that, but they streamed it, so there was evidence, video evidence, of all the people ignoring social distancing guidelines by the CDC and local officials.
It's pretty close to you, actually. It's near Brandon, I think.
Uh-huh. I think you're right. The river. Anyway, this pastor... You can look at him and tell he's one of these super arrogant, over-the-top, flashy evangelist guys. He wants to be Joel Osteen. And I guess a lot of people believe in him, but he claimed that he had virus killers machines in his church, and it was the cleanest church around, and if anybody walked in and coughed, that the these machines would knock the virus out and a bunch of BS. And somehow he had several hundred dumb followers that believed him and showed up. So after investigating for just a few hours, Sheriff Chad Cronister issued a warrant for his arrest, and he was arrested. I'm looking at his mugshot. He does not look too happy in his muggy shoddy. Yeah, Rodney Howard Brown. So there you go.
And he held two church services yesterday.
Yeah.
Two.
And I was looking at social media, and there was people so pissed off at Sheriff Cronister. How could you arrest a pastor? How could you not arrest a pastor who purposely endangered thousands of people's lives? Not just hundreds. You take the 500 people that went to the service, they're going to spread out in their neighborhoods, and they could possibly infect thousands of people. It's not only irresponsible, it's blatant disregard and arrogance. And I'm glad that Chad Cronister made a statement here and did the right thing. You can't give somebody a pass because they're hiding their douchebaggery behind this cloak of religion, you know?
Right.
Screw you, man.
I mean, thank you for not touching kids, at least not yet.
How do we know?
Yeah, we don't know. He could be double dipping.
I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't trust this guy.
No, not at all. Clearly.
Yeah,
does not have regard for human life, seems like.
Uh-huh. He says, I was appalled and also frightened at the fact that those individuals were thinking and believing they are doing the right thing. How many people are they going to infect if they go or if they have COVID-19? There is nothing more important than faith, especially during a pandemic. But like every other church here in the Bay Area, you have to do it responsibly. And I saw interviews with other mega churches in the area that are doing it all streaming.
Yeah.
And they were basically saying the same thing. It's like you get this beef, you know, church to church beef, but they were basically saying like, yeah, this guy doesn't represent what we're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be about the community. And if you're possibly infecting the community, you're not doing it right. Pastor Ken Witten from Ottawa Baptist Church, been around for a while. He pointed out that quarantining is mentioned in the Bible, actually. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the Bible if you have enough patience to read the thing. But
no, I don't have time.
And not meaning, but I definitely skimmed through it big time. But yeah, I just went through the bullet points and read the cool parts, all the sex scenes. But and the lynchings are cool. But yeah, so he went to, I don't know exactly what kind of, he'll probably not do jail time, you know, whatever. He'll probably pay a fine.
No clue. But people are getting really creative. I saw the streaming, and I also saw, I think there was a pastor in like North or South Carolina who held a service at a drive-through movie theater.
Yeah.
So then everybody comes in their individual cars.
Smart.
And then they, you know, they space themselves apart, and then he can speak to them. So
I love
like,
that.
That's nice.
There you go. I have nothing against church. I personally don't, you know, go.
No.
You know, I think it's a waste of time myself. You know, I believe if I did worship, you know, I think I could do it on my own and still get the same results. You know, like, I don't think you have to go, in my opinion, but I do respect the people that enjoy going. I know that there's a sense of community that they get from it, and they also
warms their cockles.
Yeah, they feel in their heart to do doing the right thing, and they feel like, you know, that their soul will go on to a better place. I mean, I guess it keeps some people
sane.
They
do it. It makes them feel good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
no.
it. I think it's a waste of time.
A lot of churches do great things in the community, too. So, you know, it's wonderful.
It's not all kid touching. I know.
No.
They build houses sometimes.
Mainly the Catholics. 727-579-1025-800-771. Hey, I'm just looking at stats. If anybody's Catholic out there getting mad, I'm not all of you. You know what I'm saying? Not all of you.
A lot of them.
No.
It's like, it's a thing.
Too many. Too many. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Nothing, doing
radio.
Show
as always.
Thanks, man. What's going on, bud?
Hey, you know, so interesting about this story you're telling about the pastor and the church thing.
Yeah.
I work for, I'm going to leave out the name of the company I work for, but just say the world's number two largest home improvement retailer.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, so I'm telling you, we have service bigger than the one he had every single day. We did 300,000 on Saturday, 280 on Sunday. I have over 16,000 people come through our building.
What?
This weekend.
How are you guys allowing that? How come you, so the company is
I don't
not
know.
The company is not adhering to the policy?
And we're considered essential business in Pasco County. It's not on a shelter at home, but those are the people, those same people that are buying mulch and marigolds and it's really important to paint and redo your closets right now.
Right.
They're
I don't
the ones
get
that
it.
Are all complaining about the pastor.
I mean, look, even though Pasco County doesn't have the rule, it's your company. The company can have their own rules. I mean, it's up to them if they want to follow CDC rules. So the company needs to do something about it.
I wish. They're choosing not to, and I feel like they're putting us in harm's way.
They are putting you in harm's way. That is BS, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all, and I hope it changes soon, man. Sorry you have to put up with that.
Yep, but I'm just telling you, that kind of stuff's going on everywhere.
I don't want to alarm you, but you did cough right at the beginning of the phone call.
Did I really?
Yeah, man.
I think I was just switching you from speaker to regular.
No, you coughed, dude.
Okay, it's possible. Thanks. I'm not worried now. Thank you.
Dry cough, Steve. Go check your temperature. Love you, pal. Bye-bye. 727-579-1025 800-771. Did you guys hear it? Did you hear the dry cough?
I didn't hear it.
I heard it, dude.
It's tough because I just saw, too, like Mayor Kreisman in St. Pete, he wants to keep the parks open.
Yeah.
But he's saying, I'll close them if I have to. And he's going to have to close them because everybody's just going out there.
I know.
And because there's nothing else to do. Same thing with the home improvement stores. Well, I might as well take the advantage of this time to do stuff around the house. Everybody's going to these stores. Just gonna have to shut them down. I mean,
I just don't understand. Like, as an individual, if I walked into a Home Depot or Lowe's or something right now, and I saw several hundred people walking around, I'd walk right back out. There's no way I would put myself in harm's way like that. These people, you have to be a collective group of idiots to go in there. How bad do you need screws or paint? Like, it's dumb to me.
Yeah, well,
it's
I don't
like
know.
They're
I
not
mean,
doing anything else, so it's like a project for them.
Right. So let's get the coronavirus. So
I'm just saying, dude. I'm telling you why.
There's a hardware store near my house that was doing the like a few at a time type thing, and then they had it spaced out 6 feet apart.
Right.
You go in, you get your stuff, you come out, they let somebody else in. Maybe that's the way to do it. But Sam's Club does that too. So I don't know why home improvement stores can't do the same thing.
Sam's Club has tape on the ground, like where you stand in line. To like show you this is where you need to be standing, so give everybody their distance. But walking down the aisle, I still have people walking up and almost bumping my elbow. I'm like, "Hey, bitch!
This is my
aisle. It should be one person per aisle at a time. It's what it should be. I don't like it, man. People coughing in my aisle, it f's everything up."